What is such a man as you doing out here in the Athanatos forest, all alone? Are you searching for something? Or perhaps someone? Yes, I am a goddess, and I have come into the mortal realm in search of a new slave to worship me. Notice how I glide above the earth, my toes pointed, my soles perpetually unsoiled by the dirt. Nothing touches my feet unless I command it. Ah, but I sense that special spark inside you. Worship your goddess. Shuffle forward on your knees and reach out. Delicately guide my foot to your mouth. Kiss the top, just above my toes. Does my soft skin not make everything else you've ever touched feel like coarse sand? And my scent. Don't you love how it weaves through your nose and into your head, numbing and breaking down all rational thought? Your blood, I can feel it pulsing, rushing to your humanhood. My powers won't work on you because they don't need to. Well, for the most part. You are a gem among human mortals. You can't control your legs, so stand on my power and follow your goddess into the trees. Yes, if I wasn't manipulating your mind, I'm sure you would follow me anyway. No matter how long it took, no matter how harsh the journey. Welcome to my sacred abode. Stay close behind as I guide you to my, how shall we call it in human terms, my throne. Now that we have left the mortal realm, I can shed these clothes. I bet you've never seen clothing simply disintegrate from a woman's body. Now you can watch my hips to my heart-shaped buttocks, connecting to long legs, which end with, of course, your favorite part of the female body, my feet. The toes, soles, arches, heels, ankles of the goddess of souls. Come, it's time to begin your training. Bow down at the foot of my throne as I sit. I want you to recall the moment you kissed my feet. Feel the aftershock of my skin on your rough lips. Feel as a lustful shudder runs down your spine. Your hands tingling from the soft memory of my skin. Seemingly so long ago, yet only a moment before. On your knees. Is that a moan I hear escaping your lips? Keep them sealed, my slave. I don't want to hear a sound from you unless I command so. Here, in this realm, you no longer need clothing. One wiggle from my little toe. And there they go, disintegrated into the oblivion realm. You pulse and harden for me despite me not using any of my power. What you see before you is only a fraction of my beauty. If I revealed myself in my most purest and truest form, your mind would not be able to bear what you saw. It would drive you mad, and you would crave nothing but death. But you're not listening. Your eyes are locked on my foot, gazing as it hangs at the end of my crossed leg, toes wiggling. The saliva in your mouth is thick. You struggle to swallow, and the sheen of sweat on your head tells a lot. The realm of the gods is a hot place, for what is life without warmth? Now I shall place the ball of my foot right under your nose. And you are only to use your nose. No touching. There. The hunger in your eyes. Don't you dare think about ravaging my toes. Get as close as you can and breathe through your nose. Smell your goddess. Breathe in the scent as it rolls through your head, laps up the shore of your consciousness in waves of yearning. Your face is going pale, the blood draining from your head to fuel the hardness of your manhood. Stop. Stay your hand. Do not touch yourself in my presence. Do not explode in desire. You will only spill your mortal seed when I demand it. That's it. Arms to your side. Keep breathing in. As deep as you can. Feel your mind elevating to that state of euphoria. Your manhood contracting as my scent assaults every inch of your body. You are ready. You may climax. What a sight. The way your tortured muscle convulses, increasing girth with each throb. Oh, such fertile seed. So thick, so warm. Then it is acceptable. You will use your mortal cum and spread it all over my feet. However, I am a kind goddess. You will not use your hands. I will use my feet to extract what I need. So, with a wiggle of my big toe, you are revitalized, refilled, ready to climax a second time. Come. Turn and sit with your head at my crotch. I shall drape my legs over you and milk you there. Can you feel the heat from my burning desire? You can feel only a fraction of it. For if I released my true lust and intent, you would die in an unraveling of mind and body. Your humanhood would contract, emptying you in a never-ending orgasm until you died of a pain pleasure. But you don't care about that. It is not my godly nectar vessel you need, and not what I brought you here for. I have other slaves that service those parts. Just relax. Be aware of your breathing. Take your hands and run them up my long legs as my feet slide down your toned stomach and my toes wrap around your eager to please cock. Does it not feel amazing? The way my soft toes glide their way along your engorged and veiny humanhood. But I sense you're ready to expel your seed once again. My, you are almost too eager to please. Now, my slave, hold on. The longer you do, the more intense and satisfying your white heart. Seed will be all over my feet. Just hold on. Hold on as my toes stroke, squeezing at the head of your cock, where your pre-cum oozes, trickling down over my big toes, and in between, dribbling its way over each one until it drips from my little toe. It's so silky and makes for perfect lubrication. And my toes spread it, covering every inch of you from your throbbing red tip to your full, tight balls. Oh, how your mind wavers. You're wondering just what my feet taste like. You want to know how the goddess of soul's toes would taste in your mouth? Does she taste like a human female? No. You don't expect that at all. You know my skin will taste unlike anything you've ever put in your mouth before. Well, that is an experience for another time. Right now, just focus on how my toes feel wrapped around you. Or maybe you want to fuck my soles instead. Yes, I can feel your will. Then stand. I will turn with my knees on my throne, my feet together, soles naked and exposed to you. And I'm sure, despite your obsession and singular desire for feet, that the sight of my naked ass is an eye-widening sight for you. I may not be the goddess of ass, but I could be if I wanted it so. That bitch Pigodite doesn't deserve such a title, and to have her flat ass worshipped? But why would you care for such a pantheon? I digress. Apologies. Back to my feet. I will allow you to come soon. And when you do, you will spread your seed evenly upon both my souls. First, you will make love to my souls like you would any maiden or brothel whore. Yes, fuck my souls like you would a keen, lusty bar wench. Reckless, without abandon. Do not use your hands. Use only your hips to thrust between my soft soles. Yes, thrust. Plow your cock between my soles. Make it throb with each pass along my soft, pre-cum lubricated skin. Slow down now. Take care to feel every second of pleasure in its fullest. Push in deep until your balls come to rest in my toes. My feet round your shaft, and my toes caressing and fondling your breeding sacs. I can feel them fall, heavy and ready to exude all they contain. So, go on, my slave. Come, come all over my souls. Yes, like that. Rub it all over my wrinkled souls, into and between my toes. So thick, so warm, so fucking much. Yes, rub it in with your cock. All around, cover my feet with your seed. That's it, my slave. You may step back now and rest. You did well the second time. For now, we'll leave the next session till later. I should first make you accustomed to your new home. It'll be where you spend the rest of your day. Until I tire of you and wish for a new cock to worship my feet. Oh, don't look so sad. You have promise, and I have a feeling you'll be around for a long time yet. That's right. be a good slave, and you can worship my feet until the end of time itself.